Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
What was the most ridiculous reason why you broke up with a friend? You may start seeing a lot of those posts on social media when someone posts their political opinions and then writes, if you don't agree, you can unfriend me. Oh, those are my favorite. Like, what? Like,
it's
honestly?
Such a silly thing.
It really is. Really,
I mean, when did people get so married to one side or the other of anything? It makes no sense whatsoever, but okay.
Yeah, but that's kind of what happened with Tenacious D. That's the comedy music duo, Jack Black and his friend Kyle Gass. So they were on a tour. And then Kyle made a political comment that I will never repeat on the air.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit more than just, you know. Yeah.
Well, what he said, it doesn't matter what side you're on. It's not nice. And Jack Black broke up with him and canceled the tour.
Not nice. It's dangerous, frankly, is what it is.
But you know, but I started thinking about it. And it's like politics has ruined a lot of friendships for a lot of people. But sometimes you break up with friends for ridiculous reasons.
Yeah.
And you just have nothing in common with them anymore, or one specific thing happens and you can't get over it, and you're like, I can't be your friend.
Well, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily ridiculous, right? I mean, you grow apart from people all the time, and the people that you had, you know, friendships with when you were 15 is not, you know, like you said, you don't have shared values necessarily at 25 or 35 or whatever. Sometimes people have kids, you break up with them then, right? Because if you don't have kids, like, you know, there's differences.
I broke up with a friend because she didn't, not because she didn't have kids.
Yeah.
Because she had too many opinions about my kids,
right?
For somebody that didn't know what it was like,
right?
And
that was exactly right.
Yeah, but there's other ridiculous reasons why you break up with friends.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Erica, how did you break up with your friend?
So I broke up with one of my friends because they would not share their Netflix password after I had given them not only my HBO Max password but also my Prime. And it just really upset me. Like, they said, well, I only have an account for one person. And it's just like, well, you're using two of mine. Why don't you just get the account with the extra people on there so we can share and it can be fair? And so I just felt like it was really selfish. And I kind of was borderline with them anyway because of how they acted. And so it seemed simple. But for me, that was the final straw. I was done.
Valid.
Same.
Yeah.
I completely back your play on this. This person's greedy. They're selfish, just like you said. I mean, you get all and you give none.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's one thing when you I am lucky with my friends where, like, every one of us would literally give the shirt off our back if we needed
sure.
to. But when you've got that one person who's a little bit stingy, doesn't always give, and it's not equal, like, it rubs you the wrong way, and it's hard. The person that, when you say that everybody puts their credit cards in and they're like, I got this, they never take their credit card out. That's annoying.
It's a one thing to be unable. That's okay.
Because
if you're with real friends, they'll never have a problem with that.
Correct.
They'll never, ever, ever have a problem with that. And they will never remind you, and they will never ask you for those things later on down the road. But if you are able, just as able as everybody else, because not everybody else is living perfect every day either, then, you know, you should be in for a penny, in for a pound, the whole way.
Yeah, I agree. Good reason to break up with a friend, I agree.
That's right.
Yep.
What's up with your password?
What was the ridiculous reason why you broke up with a friend? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes you break up with your friend, you just lose interest. Sometimes something ridiculous happens. We were talking about Tenacious D. That's the comedy rock duo, Jack Black and his friend Kyle Gass. They broke up a couple weeks ago because Jack Black didn't like what Kyle Gass said politically.
I mean, I think that he needs to protect his entity himself. Jack Black has his own persona, and what his guy said on stage, inappropriate.
I think a lot of friends are breaking up because of politics. It happened last time, it'll happen this time.
Yeah, it's a bit messier than it's ever been.
I broke up with a friend because I definitely drank too much at a Justin Timberlake concert years and years ago. I'm talking about when I was in my 20s. And She was mean about it.
Oh.
And I remember being like, it was very, very judgy and mean. And I was like, if you can't be my friend in good times and when I'm not such good times,
yeah,
then I don't need you as a friend at all.
Wait a minute. Was it like you broke up with her immediately after that? Or you broke up with her recently because she just kept talking?
No. I broke up with her right after that. I said, no, I'm good. Like, I don't need to, if you're going to be like, oh, like, keep bringing it up. Like, I made a mistake. What do you want from me? Like, if you can't move on from that, then like, we're good with this relationship.
I have made a mistake in the presence of every one of my friends, and they have usually made a mistake in my presence as well.
Well, that's what friendship should be like.
Right.
Yeah. What was a dumb reason why you broke up with a friend? 1-800-330-9999. Frank.
Man, I broke up with my friend, man, because his toes is ugly, man.
His toes are ugly.
Yep. Ugly toes, man.
Wait.
I cannot be out in public with anybody whose toes look like raccoon knuckles. Oh. I just can't do it.
I mean, why don't you just tell him to put on some socks and some shoes? What kind of shoes is he wearing that you're constantly looking at his feet?
So we like to travel and go to beaches and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah. You look kind of weird wearing socks and flip-flops.
No, you're right.
I can't imagine breaking up with somebody for, like, a friend for the way they look. To me, that seems really mean.
I mean, what if those feet smell, though? If they're talons.
Oh.
Heath, why did you break up with your friend?
Okay, this was my closest friend in the sixth grade. And I broke up with him because we were on our way home on the bus, and I showed him my favorite holographic shiny polyrath. Like a, you know, the card was holographic, so it's a little rarer than like a common one. I showed it to him. He liked it. I was sitting next to him. I put it in my backpack. And when I get home, the card is gone. I confronted him. He denied it.
And you couldn't trust him anymore.
I couldn't trust him. He was the only person I showed that card to on the bus. He was the only one that knew that I had it, and he knew where I put it in my backpack.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine all these years later, you find out it wasn't him.
It dropped on the bus.
Or something.
Yeah, it fell out of the bus. Sometimes you can be so convinced in your mind, and you're wrong. Sometimes. On the other hand, maybe he sold that card 8 days ago and is now living on a private Bahamian island that he purchased with it because it was worth that much.
What kind of card was it?
It was a Pokemon card.
Okay, great, because we didn't know the rest. We had no idea. He could have been talking about anything, for God's sake.
Right, he was like a holographic, but we were like, okay.
Yeah, I fell asleep
special,
halfway through him telling us. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, what? I nodded out.
Sad. I wonder what happened to him. Yeah. You ever look him up on social media, see what he's doing?
I know what you assume. You assume that he's in prison.
No, I did not. I don't assume that he's in prison. I assume that, like, it was just a misunderstanding. I would think that if he's your friend, he didn't steal your card. That's what I would think. I wouldn't accuse my friend of stealing my card.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew for sure.
If my friend disappears on me after a situation like that, like, I'm asking what happened, unless I'm guilty.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you ever talk to him again, or that was the end of it?
That was the end of it. I also stopped collecting Pokemon cards after that.
Well,
he was too heartbroken.
No, that was a mistake. You shouldn't have done that. They're worth so much money now.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
What was the ridiculous reason why you broke up with a friend? 1-800-330-9999. You know, you get into, like, relationships with your friends, and then they do something stupid, and you think to yourself, ah, I'm going to have to break up with them.
Mm.
Even if it's something dumb. Like Tenacious D, he's the comedy rock duo, Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Like, they broke up because Kyle Gass said something politically and they called off the entire tour.
I mean, I think it made them a target, basically, at that point. You can't say something like that.
Yeah. What was the dumb reason why you broke up with a friend, though? 1-800-330-9999. Cindy.
Yes, unfortunately, she was shaving strokes off of her golf game, and I thought it was a lack of integrity, so I just stopped playing with them.
You know what? So, listen, we used to do this golf tournament, and you remember there was a group of four lovely ladies, Anna, that would show up every year. You remember the older ladies?
Yeah.
They had so much fun playing together, and I want to imagine one of them being a cheater.
Well, there was another group that won a couple years that they were 100% cheating.
That's like, what you thought, right? The guy group, right?
Yes.
That we thought were cheating, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a real thing because when there's a game like that that requires you to be honest and you know somebody's not being honest, of course you're going to judge that person as, like, what else are they lying about in their life?
Some people just have to lie for some reason.
Did you tell her why?
We played for small amounts of money.
Oh.
You know, and I tried gently reminding, you know, saying, are you sure you got a 5
yeah.
on that? It wasn't a 6.
No, yeah. She's got to go. She's got to go. Tina, how about you? When did you break up with your friend and it was kind of ridiculous?
What happened?
You know, I'm super passionate about, like, healthy eating, and I just had this friend that, like, no matter what, would always, like, for almost every meal, would eat Taco Bell, and it just drove me crazy. And no matter what, I would send her, like, information on how bad it was for you and all this stuff, and she just kept eating fast food every day, and I couldn't take it anymore. And it's like, I didn't want to eat fast food. Like, she would bring fast food to my house. I was like, you know what? If you're not going to make healthier decisions for yourself and your body, then I just can't do this anymore.
So, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons this could bother you. If it's because you can't tolerate it, your body cannot tolerate eating like that and always having that temptation in front of you, that could be really difficult to deal with.
Did she ever complain about the way she looked or the way she felt?
Yeah, okay. All the time.
Yes.
See, that's okay. Different. When people complain about physical appearance and how they feel, but they don't actually do anything about it,
right?
That can be maddening. But if it's just like, that's how she is, she eats it, and she's perfectly happy with herself, then I feel like, well, you know, it's her life. Let her do what she wants.
You want to support your friends in all situations.
Yeah.
Right? And again, you don't want to put your hang-ups on other people, but I think this is something that they want to change for themselves. In fact, need to change for themselves. Then it's unhealthy for you to allow it to continue to happen, too.
My best friend, Danielle, she this is before I had the celiac, so like when I could eat normal stuff.
Yeah.
She's a super healthy eater.
Yeah.
So we would go out for these nice dinners at restaurants, and she would be like, why don't we split the salmon dinner? And I would want to die.
I'd be like, so upset.
I'm like, why?
Right.
Why do we have to split a salmon dinner?
It's Friday.
I want to eat whatever's fried on this menu. Why do you always guilt me into eating healthy?
Yeah.
I
mean, you weren't always changing your mind, though. Sometimes you'd have the salmon with her.
Sometimes I did. Sometimes I didn't.
Sometimes you didn't. But you remained friends. And then you figured out you had conditions.
Then I realized that I actually can't eat anything anymore. I have all kinds of weird allergies.
And you're stronger than ever.
Turns out she was right.
The two of you are closer than ever.
The whole time she was right. And I was wrong.
She literally knew it was killing you.
Yeah. She knew.
Oh, my gosh. She could smell it on you.
She would tell me all the time. She's like, I think that maybe you should try going gluten-free. And I'd be like, nope.
Yeah, that's not a real thing.
That's stupid, Danielle. Some secrets are okay to tell, like how using Secret Whole Body Deodorant gives you 72 hours of freshness in more than just your armpits. Use it in sticks, sprays, or creams.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.